Welcome to Secrets of Staffing Success
from Haley Marketing.
Candid conversations with innovators and thought leaders in the staffing and recruiting industries.
Your host for Secrets of Staffing Success is Todd Lewandowski.
And now, here's Todd.
Our guests this week on Secrets of Staffing Success are, well, I guess we'll call them the newest members of Team Haley Marketing. Rob Herbine and Mike McKerns from Mamu Media. Gentlemen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you for having us.
Well, I guess we'll call it a merger. Vicky, our COO, liked the phrase AccuHire, acquisition/hire. Recently, we have kind of combined forces here and brought you guys on to help with some of our content marketing offerings. So before we get into everything, why don't, you know, if you guys could just give a little bit of background on Mamu and let us know what you guys do.
Sure thing. This is Mike. Before starting Mamu, I was in the staffing industry for about 8 years. I was the director of sales for a company in Philadelphia and basically had the idea for, you know, our original service that we went to market with, based on, you know, while some things I was seeing when going out there on sales calls. You know, essentially we were doing what a lot of other folks were doing in the market and, you know, going out on your appointments, and we had, you know, tchotchkes to leave behind. And I realized that it was kind of silly leaving my, you know, leaving my candy jar next to the office team candy jar. And Rob and I had a conversation one weekend and, you know, what can we do to sort of add additional value in this sales process? Rob was working in a different industry at the time. He was in the HR technology world. And I had the idea to, you know, why don't we launch a HR-focused publication that is branded with the staffing company's logo, you know, their skill set, the markets they serve. But the content of the publication would be all value-added thought leadership content related to workforce management issues. So, you know, lo and behold, I ended up leaving the staffing industry about 10 years ago. Rob and I launched Mamu Media, and we went to market with hard copy publications, print magazines and electronic newsletters, HR Insights, and then Labor Industrial Insights. And then we have since expanded content delivery methods to include video content, sponsored webinars.
I guess we could kind of categorize our relationship over the past as a nice friendly competition. So tell us, how did this merger all come about when you guys started talking with David?
Yeah, so we met David a while back, and we've had conversations with many of the team members of Haley Marketing, and they've always been very cordial. And over the course of the years, we've had many conversations in regards to, you know, maybe even coming on board as a reseller, you know, on both sides. And if you fast forward, you know, a couple of years back at Staffing World, David, myself, and Mike had dinner, and we just started talking about synergies of the company, areas that we, you know, are do things kind of standalone. We always thought that, you know, to your point, we were friendly competitors, although, you know, there were some things that we had some overlap on. But overall, I really viewed it as we were competing for the same budget versus competing head to head on specific services, right? So, David just thought, hey, you would really kind of round out our offering if we were able to kind of bring you guys on board and kind of let you guys run manage the content side of the house and really the media side. So that was back in November, and then conversations kind of started to pick up over the course of the last 3 months. And it just really is a good synergy between the two organizations. I think, you know, we bring some products and some services and some just you know, thought leadership skill set that I think can help round out the rest of the Haley Marketing side. And obviously, you know, Haley Marketing being the market leading marketing company in the staffing industry, it just really feels good to be kind of apart together. And that's why we thought the merger made sense. So I like the AccuHire terminology, but that's really how it all came about. In our perspective, we see it as, you know, we're better together. There is a lot of technology that Haley has that we'll be able to leverage to improve our current assets. And, you know, that's the thing that Rob and I were really most excited about. You know, we decided to call the Mamu division the Smart Content division of Haley Marketing. And, you know, one thing that Mamu, you know, maybe we was a little bit weak on was the, you know, the metrics behind, you know, some of our print deliverables. And, you know, with, you know, our goal is to take that, you know, that really live that smart content philosophy and wrap metrics around everything it is that we do, so clients can have some visibility into, you know, who their content is reaching and what the results of that that content, you know, what is it producing.
Yeah. And I know we're all very excited here to have you guys part of this team now and look forward to, you know, everything that you're going to be able to offer to our clients and vice versa. One of the things that you mentioned is content marketing, and I like that phrase, smart content, because I think the phrase content marketing is just so wide and so vast and covers so many different areas that when staffing firms hear that, there's a little bit of confusion in terms of, you know, what does it all include? What should I be doing? How can I measure success? So there's a lot that goes into it. So when we look at content marketing, what are one or two of the biggest keys to success in your opinion?
Sure. So, you know, we have always approached content by looking at it in the way that we consume content. And I think that, you know, the first key to success is to take an audience first approach to any piece of content that you produce. You know, if at any point in time the audience feels like your content is self-serving, you're going to lose them, right? Mm, so yep. We're always looking to make sure that we're adding value for the audience. You know, we're not selling services subtly. You know, that's all implied with content marketing. That's how, you know, that's how that world works. You know, secondly, I think it's really important to have more than one, multiple methods of content delivery, right? Based on how an individual likes to consume content, right? If you think of any piece of content, think of a blog post, that blog post can be converted into, you know, an expanded thought leadership webinar. It can be expanded into, or actually divided into several short videos. It can be turned into an infographic, and the list goes on. There are really dozens of ways to take one piece of content and tweak it based on how individuals prefer to consume. You know, I like to, for long form content, I like to read hard copy, but there's plenty of folks out there that will read on their iPad. So I think that those are the top two that come to mind for me.
And let's not forget podcasting in there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, which is something that we're going to be looking at in the future. A sponsor branded podcast in the not too distant future as we look at our product roadmap.
A lot of our audience are smaller to medium-sized staffing firms, and they're trying to compete with the big boys, but they don't have the unlimited budgets, the unlimited resources that a lot of the big national brands do. So how can those smaller-sized companies, be successful with content marketing, you know, without breaking their budgets?
That's a great question, you know, Todd, and I think the answer might kind of hit on a little bit earlier, but you know, the way I would look at it is start with something that is a little bit more substantial. So maybe that might be a case study. It might be a white paper, something that you might want to sink a little bit of resource, a little bit of time into and come up with something big. Again, with the end user or the end person that you're trying to call on in mind, as far as the topic that you're looking to, put together. From there, recycle that content, right? You can parse that out into a multitude of different mediums and stretch that budget and utilize different technology or different methods to then get that information back out. So you may, you know, look to do some social, you know, marketing with it. You may look to do some other digital aspects of marketing with it. On top of that, you can also take those topics and then expand upon them too and take it maybe not to say a different direction, but expand about a specific topic within that white paper in a different way, hitting, you know, a different type of topic. So you can take, you know, one large piece that you devote some time and energy to and literally use that to create your content calendar, if you will, but, you know, come up with multitudes of, again, of different ways to to enhance, you know, your content marketing strategy. On top of that, you know, what we've seen is that the best recipe for success is obviously having an in-house model that works, but also outsource too, and a combination thereof. Because, you know, content takes time, right? And not everybody, to your point, has the time to devote to creating it. So I think, you know, leveraging a little bit of both is the best way to kind of make a budget work.
Yeah, I totally agree there too. We like to use the phrase here, pillar content. So creating a nice ebook or a white paper and really using that, you know, on a quarterly basis across all of your social media platforms, across all your email platforms. I think that's really great advice there. For the past few years, in terms of content marketing, the big push has been video content. You know, that was the hot new thing for the past few years. If you can put on your prognosticator hats here, what's the next big thing after video in content marketing?
So I think video content will continue to grow, but what we're going to see is we're going to see the way that content is curated and delivered evolve a bit as artificial intelligence tools grow and become easier to access. I believe that we'll see, we mentioned earlier, you know, one piece of content can be delivered in a dozen different formats, right? What we'll be able to see in the future is the systems will learn, you know, what kind of content, how do I like to consume content? And then they will put that content in front of my face in the way that I like to consume it. So basically, what we're going to see artificial intelligence help to refine the content delivery methods.
Yeah, I agree there too. And I think the only downside of that I see is everybody hears the phrase AI and VR, but nobody really kind of understands it quite yet. So for, you know, for the smaller firms, you know, that probably feels like, you know, many years down the road here. If we look at 2020, and certainly things have changed here in the past 24 hours quite a bit. You know, the recession, whether we like it or not, is here. I think that's where we're at right now. What does the rest of this year hold for the staffing and recruiting industry?
You know, I think what we're realizing yesterday and today is that the, you know, staffing industry in general for entry-level positions does not have a strong work-from-home culture, right? For higher-level consulting type roles, sure, they work remotely and that's no problem. But I think the staffing industry is going to learn quickly how to deploy their workforce in a work-from-home capacity for positions where it makes sense, for customer service type roles, for data entry positions, administrative roles, things of that nature. I think that's a problem that's being solved right now today in staffing companies. And it's going to become, you know, just the, you know, maybe it'll become the norm of, you know, some options to deploy the workforce, especially with the challenges that we face today in filling positions. I also think another thing you're going to see are the niche firms are going to see an uptick in just, you know, just overall need, right? I mean, the medical field, obviously the healthcare field in general, you know, it's the pink elephant in the room, but, We're in some uncharted territory here, and I just think it's, you know, only going to get worse before it gets better. And I think the firms that are positioned to you know handle that are going to be in a position for success.
Yeah, and I know we've been talking about it a lot here, just in the building today. Obviously, with the news with the coronavirus, and you know we know this is it. This is the recession hitting us right now. You know, about different things to do, and I know that as a company, Haley Marketing Group is going to be doing a lot over the next couple months here to help prepare the industry to kind of hit the recession head on and. It, at the very least, try and survive, but hopefully even thrive during this. So I just want to let all our listeners know that we are on top of things, and we're going to be distributing a lot of educational material to help everybody survive this coming recession. Last question I want to ask you guys, and I used to ask this a lot, and I haven't asked it in a while. It's one of my favorite questions to ask. If you guys were made president of the staffing industry, if such a role existed, what is the one thing you would force all staffing firms to do?
That's a great question, Todd. And you know, if I could have that magic wand and change the way all staffing companies do business, I think it would be nice to see companies focus on what area that they are most efficient at with when it comes to, you know, instead of being a jack of all trades, you know, we'll try to fill any position in any industry. If you're a light industrial staffing firm, be the best light industrial staffing firm that you can be, and turn down those orders where people are looking for stuff that's not in your wheelhouse. I think, you know, it really kind of ties back to Rob's niche firm comment earlier. I think you are able to provide better value to your customers if you focus on being the best at your area of expertise and continue to you know, think of ideas of how you can be better and improve upon that. Rob, anything to add? Be the domain expertise. I mean, I hate to tie it back to content marketing, right? But you know, if you're doing the thing that you know best, coming up with topics and coming up with content around what you do best, it's a lot easier than trying to, you know, be the jack of all trades, master of none.
Yeah, and it really goes back to what I was just saying about, you know, as a, you know, a partner in the staffing industry, we at Haley Marketing feel like education is very important in letting people know how they can survive this and sharing experiences from the past few recessions that we've all gone through. And the same applies for if you're a staffing firm. Focus on what you know best, share that information with everybody else, now's the time really to position yourself as an expert. You know, we always talk about, and I understand it sounds a little self-serving, but now's not the time to pull back on your marketing. The people who survived the last recessions were the ones who amped it up during this time. And they were the ones that came out as the experts on the other side of things when things got better, because they were sharing that great information and they were, you know, showing their clients and their prospective clients that they weren't going to run and hide during recession, that they're going to fight through it with them and be a partner in their business. They are Rob Herbine and Mike McKerns, the Mamu Media division now of Haley Marketing Group. I like the way that sounds. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on today's podcast and sharing some of your expertise and your time in the staffing industry. And really, we look forward to having you guys part of the team and providing your great services to the staffing and recruiting industry.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great day.